Hello, it's Rich Wilson, the Board of Great American 3. It's January 7th at 10:30 at the evening, Universal Time. And we are at 48 degrees, 13 minutes south, at 163 degrees, 47 minutes west, making 12 and a half knots, and of course, 100 degrees just south of east. We did cross the ice gate, New Zealand ice gate, yesterday. We respected that, and we're actually down south of it again on kind of an arcing course up to the next ice gate, which is further to the east, of course, and also further north. There's a big high-pressure system there, and we're trying to stay in the wind in between the low and the high. So we're down on our course a little bit. It's going to be a little bit complicated. There's many different weather systems out here, and we're hoping that what is on the weather forecast right now actually holds, because it might allow us to get to that next ice gate in 3 days or so. We will see. Anyway, obviously the good news from yesterday was Sasaryu being able to rescue Jean Lacombe out of his capsized monohull, BM Materio, 200 miles west of Cape Horn, and brought back many memories, of course, for me and my friends when we capsized in 1990, very close to that same position, about 200 miles west. But anyway, I think it took incredible courage for Jean Lacombe to exit the boat. From what I understand, he left from the bow compartment, and you just have to imagine what he might encounter with sails in the water, ropes in the water, all sorts of things that you might get caught on. You're going to have to, unless that bow is sticking up out of the water and he could see what's going on, plot a path, which probably it wasn't. I'd have to go into the water, underwater. It's going to be contained by the lifeline. You have to go underneath the lifeline to get outside, get then back to the stern of the boat to get up and onto the bottom of the boat and hold on to the rudders. Pretty courageous effort on his part to make that step to help the rescue, to help himself, to help Vincent and Armel. Pretty courageous. I can't even fathom what he must have been thinking when he took that plunge. A good outcome, and a lot of things running through my mind, but I can't get them all out right now. So anyway, we're making good progress, trying to make those easy miles downwind. We went up to the Solent and up to the second reef earlier this morning as the wind has come down just a little bit, but it's also come behind us a little bit more, and it will continue to do that. So we're trying to make the miles now while we can, and it's going to be complicated getting across to these next ice gates. But so we're trying to make the miles now. Anyway, we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3, off and clear.